Welcome to our podcast, Clarity in Similarity. Today, we are extremely happy and it is our honor to have him speak about topics hitherto untouched in most homeopathic sessions. And my friend Anvesh is going to provide an introduction to this session. Anvesh.
Namaste, dear listeners. Today, we have with us a great personality in the field of homeopathy. He has an experience of 50 years in the field of homeopathy and homeopathic teaching as well. He has served as the ex-principal in Chandigarh and Bangalore government homeopathic medical colleges. And also he is a founder, member and patron of Karnataka Qualified Homeopathic Doctors Association. He is also a Rotarian and a highly enthusiastic and energetic propagator of homeopathy, who believes equally in the preservation of our culture and tradition. We welcome you, sir. Dr. B.D. Patel, sir.
Namaste. Namaste, sir.
Dhanyavad. Swagat.
Thank you for agreeing to do this with us, sir. We are extremely honored to have you today on our small and humble platform. Thank you. Thank you.
It's a pleasure when youngsters come up with the new things. It inspires the old people like us.
I believe so.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So, today our topic of discussion is rather unique. We wanted to talk chiefly about homeopathic education in all its dimensions.
Right.
So, starting out with the topic, we would like to ask you, as a principal and a teacher and also a person who strongly supports continuous cumulative education, what are the goals or what must be the goals of homeopathic education, homeopathic teaching?
You mean to say in the college or outside the college?
Inside the college.
First, we'll take up that.
Yes,
that
first issue. In the college.
Yes. See, in the college, let me go back to my student days, that is 54, 55 years back. At that time, first of all, homeopathy itself did not have much value in most of the places, except in Bengal and some places of Andhra, as well as in North India, some pockets. People never thought it is a medical science. And they were making fun of us when we were students. And we call ourselves as doctors. At that time, the teaching was, the teacher used to write notes in a book, come to the class, dictate them to us. And we have to make a note of that. And goes away. Examination as usual. This thing. You mug up that and write it down. The organon teaching, the basic part of homeopathy is the organon of medicine and the philosophy of that. Unless you are thorough with that, unless you assimilate and accumulate in your mind and in your thoughts, you will not be able to understand the system, because generally it is away from all other systems. Ayush department is there. There are 5-6 branches in that. But this is unique. It has no touch. It has no similarity with any other system. For that, you need to understand organon and philosophy, what is taught. At that time, we are also from the routine, new things. What is this? They are talking of two diseases, two similar diseases. They come and fight. They don't stay together. 26th aphorism. All these things, we were surprised. In between, we had one lecturer who was very famous. He was not a lecturer. He was not working with that. As a part-time person, he used to come. Very famous practitioner. He taught something which we were amazed. He taught something on practical application of organon, how it happens. From that time onwards, we had taken up some links and loops. So the teaching of homeopathic system should be concentrated with this. You are teaching Metin America, it should touch organon. You are teaching repertory, it should touch organon. You are teaching medicine, it should touch organon. You are teaching physiology, you should touch organa. You are teaching anatomy. There are many things where a teacher, if he's an intelligent man, he can apply the organon to anatomy. After all, it's a dead science, but it can be applied. So that engravement of organon in every subject, every line, everything, unless it is there, today's boys will not come up as proper homeopathic physicians. They will become doctors, practice anything they want. On that aspect, we will talk later on. So this subject, even today, what we see, very few people are able to teach it properly to put it into the brains of the students. First of all, the person who is teaching must be clear. He must have understand, he must have the proper understanding, and then it should go further. Then only. I'll give you a simple example, and such a beautiful example in my experience. I'm so happy. I was asked to inspect one of the colleges in Tamil Nadu, along with Dr. Islam, he's Romor. He was the inspector for Central Council for Homeopathy. So he picked me up, sir, you join us for this inspection. And in my inspection things, what I used to do is not that see the records. I said, Dr. Islam, you see the records. I will see other things, what they are teaching, how they are coming up and all. So I went and sat in the class. I told the organon professor, please go ahead, sir. I'm just a visitor, I have nothing. That man was teaching center to circumference. You have heard this center to circumference?
Yes.
Where does it come?
Herring's law.
Herring's law. You know other three stools?
Yes.
Or one stool with three legs?
Yes. Tripod.
Tripod. So, I said, I asked the professor, sir, can you just explain this center? I didn't understand. You are talking with him. And what a beautiful answer he gave. He said, sir, let us take an example of jaundice. Jaundice, the center of the jaundice is liver. Liver functions are disturbed. So what happens? The eyes become yellow. The skin becomes yellow, their tongue becomes yellow, urine becomes yellow. So this is center, that is circumference.
Right.
So you treat the center and the circumference, you treat liver, it becomes yellow. I was really amazed. I said, my dear, thank you very much. This is what you are teaching from the allopathic perspective with homeopathic idea. But this is not the basic idea. Center to circumference is entirely different. Center is your vital force. If that gets disturbed, then it can affect brain, it can affect stomach, it can affect liver, it can affect skin, it can affect your thinking, it can affect your lungs, it can affect you anything. This, what you are seeing outside effects, are only periphery of the main problem inside. Today you give something and cure the liver, next day kidney will be affected. And you think that this is a different disease, that is a different. No. Different diseases means only COVID is a different disease. Swine flu is a different disease. It has come, it will go, it will finish off. But what the person is getting today, diseases, and being treated with other systems of medicine, that part is suppressed. So the vital force changes its direction and goes to some other next weaker part. Suppose a jaundice patient is there. You give a lot of antibiotics and jaundice removing things, something, and suppress it. The patient is all right, everything fine. But the disease has to express through some organ. So it may affect your intestines, it may affect pancreas, it may affect kidney. You will not relate. But if somewhere in his lifetime, he goes and contacts a good homeopath or a homeopath who has intentionally or accidentally prescribed the right remedy. I can't say every time I am the best prescriber. I can't say that. I have also failed in many cases. Maybe my failures may be much more than yours. Any time when that person gets an accidentally the right medicine, so that condition at that time what the patient is suffering may subside, but these conditions come out. The earlier conditions may come out, may not be the same intensity, may be the same severity, but it will start showing. You ask them, you ask the patient, no, sir, I didn't have such problem, why I'm getting this problem? You think it away. Sir, 20 years back I had some problem and it was cured at that time. This is what the patient feels. But the right prescription will show it is suppressed, now it is coming out. Whenever we need to cure, whenever we need to teach or understand, the word center to circumference is this. You try to rectify the disturbed vital force. Then it will slowly withdraw. Now let me quote an example, practical and political example. There have been so many things happening in this country. People knew few, but many more things came out when this current government came up. Right? Corruption was there everywhere, for at every level. Even now it may be there, but at a very low level. Once the center is proper, once the central government, the person head of the government is non-corrupt, is straightforward, is sincere, is strict, things will percolate down to the periphery. This is what we need to understand, center to circumference. Lot of circumference things, lot of things outside, people are trying to disturb it, disturb him. Example, West Bengal elections. The elections were totally won only because of the community and those people who give. Like that, there are a lot of disturbing factors. But the center is strong. These things will be tackled slowly. Now, this is, I'll give you the best example. Now, COVID is there. I think you might have taken vaccination. Tell me the truth.
No.
You have not taken?
No.
You have not taken?
No.
Right. Now, everybody asks, sir, you are treating, I have been treating many cases of the COVID, especially last month, May and June beginning. Every day, 15 to 20 cases. COVID, prevent COVID, immune. They ask, sir, have you taken COVID vaccine? I will not take, I will not make my family to take COVID vaccine. I know how to prevent COVID coming to me. I have to build up my immunity. I have to make my center strong so that today COVID-2, COVID-3, tomorrow Delta, variation of the COVID Delta, so many things are coming up. It will be coming up. It will be coming more and more. How many vaccines will you take? So make your center strong so that the periphery, even if it comes, it rebounds us and goes away. This is what is center to circumference to be taught in the colleges. But how many professors are really convinced? See, talking on the dais, talking in the classroom is different. When you sit alone, are you convinced?
True.
Nobody is there in front of me now. Except you people. Am I convinced? Do I accept? Do I practice it? It doesn't mean that I don't take allopathic medicine, I need not take allopathic medicine. Situation may come where this may not work, and definitely you go for that. We are not talking on what things happen, how. We are talking center to circumference, a small main subject to be taught in the college. If, unless you are convinced, unless you are thorough with that, you will not get the words will not get that force in your talk that the students are convinced.
Yes. You also very beautifully answered another question that we had. How has homeopathic teaching changed over the years? Because this is exactly what has happened. And the example you cited about the central government coming to the peripheral, local government. Yes. We read the same example in Kent as well, in his lectures. He says the same thing. When the central government is powerful, the local governments will not go astray.
Yes.
And I think the same example can be brought to the teacher and student as
exactly.
Well. If the teacher is strong, the students won't go astray.
For the teacher to be strong, the principal should be strong.
Right.
Good point. If the principal, I'm not quoting any college, but generally without naming, without taking their names, we know many of the colleges where the staff itself practices other things. How I can, if I do that, if how I can convince my boys, how I can see, there is one beautiful saying, your actions speak more than what you speak.
You quoted Arginon. The contrarian view that we have today is,
yeah,
when we were in college, it was called as the post-lunch subject. Even though it was first period in
yes,
the month.
Yes, yes, it's post-lunch.
Because everybody used to sleep in that subject.
Anyhow, you can ask some of your seniors.
Yes.
Those who are now professors in the colleges. Mm-hmm. Arginon was my pet subject. And we made sure that when we take a class, you should not allow any person to sleep, though it is post-lunch lecture. If a person, boy is sleeping, it means I have not prepared my subject well. This is what I used to do. Believe me, my young friends, future homeopaths and future Indians, even after so much of teaching, many people are there. You give me, I'll teach like anything. Maybe their capability is so strong. Even if I have to talk for 10 minutes or 1 hour, I will prepare and go. I have to make up in my mind what I'm going to speak. I don't know, some people may be highly intellectual, they can speak everything whenever it comes to them. And such one person is Mr. Modi. I have seen, you give him any subject, he will talk relevant. He will not talk irrelevant and there will be no paper in his hand. A man who has passed 7th or failed 7th, today can speak on any topic. That's a higher intelligence. But I, even after teaching for 50 years, I have to go through the subject, what I'm going to teach, and see how I can make it relevant to the present times.
Yes.
Now, for example, there is a one of the aphorisms says, what happens when two dissimilar diseases meet in a body?
Yes.
Right? In Punjab, I was thinking, well, how should I explain these people? Oh, Dr. Saab, Sanu, ki pata lagda yaar. Oh, pata nahi, Dr. Saab, se doctor banda hai bas. Their aim was that. And the moment a boy joined first year, he will open Aditya Nursing Home and Research Center in some remote place, in 10 kilometers, and start practicing usual. So that was, you say, sir, जो भी कुछ तुझसे पढ़ा लो तुझे रोको जैसे लिख देने जी सानू पास कर दो. I was thinking how I could give them the example. So this was my brainchild. I said, example. You have a dog in your house. Another dog comes from outside. It starts barking. So two dissimilar diseases, they fight with each other. After some time, bark, 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 every day come, bark, 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 every day come, bark, bark, bark. Theek hai yaar, you stay there, I stay here. Tum apne isme raho, main apne isme rahunga. Two diseases surviving in the same body, taking different portions. And also, it happens like this. First time, the dog will Older disease will try to fight with new disease. Suppose if the new dog is very powerful, this fellow will keep quiet. And it will be doing grrr, 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 that's it. And once that goes away, it again starts barking. You see that, it will go farther, it will bark here. The third one is, both are up, let us say, same strength or bark for some time, stay there for a few days, then that will get used to it. Yeah, tum bhi raho, main bhi raho. This is evident. This they could understand very easily. And believe me, in one of the papers suggested two disease question, that fellow answered the same thing. And I was correcting it. This is the teaching. Today, the teaching has changed so much. To tell you, this is what I insist in my programs. So the teaching staff, friends, those days have gone when you had the all access to the subject and students never had. They didn't know anything. Whatever you tell is Vedavak. Vedavak. Today they have the biggest resource which you don't have, that is internet. They can know everything. They can tell you much more things what you do not know, I do not know. Many of the boys will tell me, yeah, fine. Podcast itself is a new thing for me.
Yes. Sir, right? But this then, brings us to our question of subjective expression. When the student has access to the internet,
yes, that's what I'm coming to.
How does the teacher deal with misinformation?
Yes.
Because the student has access to all sorts of information.
See, in today's times, the teacher must be two steps ahead of the student. Unless and otherwise he's ahead of the two students, he will not be able to convey the right subject to the boy, to students. And students will not, they will respect more if they tell something which they do not know.
Yes.
Idella idare, namu gotidare. Or we can see it afterwards. Now, how the teacher, you are talking about the convincing, misinformation. Yes.
Now, for example, a student might look homeopathy upon Wikipedia and he might come and tell to the teacher, it says this is placebo. But the teacher should be well equipped enough,
yes,
to say why it is not placebo.
Yes, yes. There are so many things, experiments have been done by many of the people, that, which is available on the, again, Wikipedia or on the internet, where the placebo effects are there, but this is not placebo because this is a super effect. And that you can show only when you deal with the patients and the, you are able to show the result in the hospital, in your clinic, OPDs and all that. For example, simple thing is that a person comes with a lot of sneezing, that these allergy, I'm talking simple example, and all that sneezing, allergy, all that. You take the symptoms. You, and then generally people come to homeopathy after trying all the systems. You, let us say you give Naptramule 200, maybe for 1 week, something like that, and it comes down. At that time you should tell the boy, this is not placebo effect. For other patient, you give placebo. It may come down, but not with so much. That is, a disease itself may come down, but with not like this drastic action. Forget about it. I'll show you a case of pimples. You'll be shocked to see. 7 years, that lady, that girl had acne vulgaris. So violent. And she said, sir, and she came to me, a recent case, with a mask. I said, she is following the Modi's advice, wearing mask. I said, Yenama Solvati Sir Tegibeka, sir. I said, Tegimana Nodbeku, Vantikinti Markovadi, sir. What did she say? Vanti Markovadi. That verse, that much verse. So she removed. I have taken photographs. After 1 month or 1.5 months, her face was as clean as your face, Dr. Aditya. And she said, she in the video, sir, earlier ನಾನು ತೆಗೆದೆ ಉನ್ನೇನ ಮದುವೆ ಯಾಕೆ ಮಾಡಿಕೊಂಡೆ ಸರ್, ಹುಡುಗರು ನೋಡಲ್ಲ ಸರ್, ನೋಡಿ ಅಂದ್ರೆ ಕೆಲವರು ವಾಂತಿ ಮಾಡ್ಕೋತಾರೆ ಅಂತಾರೆ ಸರ್, ನನ್ನ ಮುಖ ನೋಡಿ, ಅಷ್ಟು ಕೆಟ್ಟದಾಗಿತ್ತು ಸರ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿದ್ ಇನ್ 3 days ದಿ ಎಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಶೋ. ದಿಸ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಪ್ಲಾಸಿಬೋ ಎಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಂಡ್ಲಿಂಗ್ ಸಚ್ ಕೇಸಸ್, ಅನ್ಲೆಸ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಪ್ರೂವ್. ಟುಡೇ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ ವಿಲ್ ನಾಟ್ ಆಕ್ಸೆಪ್ಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯೂಸ್ ಹೇ ಥಿಯರಿಟಿಕಲ್. He may keep quiet in the college because you are a lecturer and you may value for him in mark sheets.
Yes.
But if he sees practically, he will agree. Now I'll give you another example, what I told earlier, old symptoms come out and all that. I'm not taking the name. When I was the principal, there was one good girl who had come out from college and we appointed her as part-time lecturer. She went on telling, homeopathy is like this, one thing is taught, another thing is done. Because she was with somebody else, going there, learning something. What is taught in the college, what is practiced is totally opposite to students. 4-4 drugs, 5-5 drugs, 10-10 drugs. And everything is different. So practical knowledge is different, this knowledge is different. Unfortunately, that girl has to sit with me for 6 to 7 months. She went back in the college and told what I told her was wrong, but what is taught can happen. I have seen with my eyes. And this is not told by her. Some of the students of hers came and told me. I have seen in his clinic, things happen, old symptoms come back. We have seen some case of some skin disease was there. I don't remember anything. So that fellow, we gave some medicine and that girl was sitting writing and all that. And then loose motion started to that person. Maybe after 1 week or 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Then I asked him, no sir, because of medicine I'm getting loose motions. Your medicine is very bad. I said, think. Sir, ಒಂದು 10 ವರ್ಷ ಹಿಂದೆ ಆಗಿತ್ತು ಅದು ಹೀಗೆ ಆಗುತ್ತಾ, ಈಗ ನಿಮ್ಮ 2 ವರ್ಷ ತಗೊಂಡ ಮೇಲೆ ಆಯಿತು. I said, how is your skin condition? ಅದು ಸ್ವಲ್ಪ ಕಡಿಮೆ ಆಗ್ತದೆ ಸರ್ ಆಟೋಮೆಟಿಕಲ್ಲಿ. He would not like to give the credit to homeopathy, but it happens. So that lady observed that. You are getting my point? Placebo effect, that effect, all these things should come. And I'm happy that you have Google. All nonsense things are there. Some sensible things are also there. But that will make the teacher, that will make the person think. You get the point?
Yes. So the best solution for this is, as Osler said, medicine should be learned at the bedside. Yes. So if we can show it at the bedside, Pratyakshave Pramana.
See, seeing is believing.
Yes.
And practicing it, doing yourself is accepting it.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Anything else? Any other question?
As you spoke about government and its role in education, sir, recently the National Commission for Homeopathy Bill was passed. And a national test after the internship for the license, for the giving of the license, was passed. So how do you think this is going to change our education system proceeding further?
See, in this NET, what you call National Education something?
Entrance test. Yes.
See, the people, those who value those papers, those who correct, there will be hardly any homeopathic doctor in that. Most of them will be from the other system,
yes,
or so-called modern system, allopathic system. Maybe there will be one question or two questions of homeopathy, some homeopathy may correct it. They want to make sure that we have the knowledge of the latest equipments, latest parameters to judge, to test, to verify the diseases that are coming up.
Yes.
They don't want same old Baba Adam Khan ke zamane mein jo kiya tha tum. The terminology also.
Yes.
podcast. Who has heard just 10 years back? Was there a podcast? Nothing. Now your new words are coming up. So you must be equipped with that. When you pass out, at least you should know what is the basic trend of medicine, diagnosis, terms, prognosis, how it happens, how it goes. What do you call it? Research methodologies. All this, the doctor should be aware of, especially student who passes out should be aware of this. Then only they will be allowed to practice.
Yes.
Duties of a student after passing out.
Yes.
You have not said or you said it, but this I want to tell you.
Yes.
Very get the point?
Yes, sir.
This is more important than what you study in the colleges.
Yes.
There it is a structured course, structured number of hours classes, structured teaching, teaching as per the examination standards or examination expectations.
Yes.
But what you should do after coming out of the college? ಆಗೋಯ್ ತಪ್ಪ ಆರ್ಗನ್ ಬುಕ್ ತೆಗೆದು ಬಿಸಾಕಿ ಅಲ್ಲಿ ಮೆಟ್ರೆ ಮಾಡ್ಕೊಂಡು ಇಟ್ಕೋ ಈಗ ಅದನ್ನು ಬೇಡ ರಿಪರ್ಟರಿ ಬಂದ್ಬಿಟ್ಟಿದೆ ಸಾಫ್ಟ್ವೇರ್ ಇದೆ ಟೈಪ್ ಇಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಇಟ್ ಗಿವ್ ದ ಮೆಡಿಸಿನ್ ಇಫ್ ಎಟ್ ಆಲ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಸಿಂಗ್ ಹೋಮಿಯೋಪತಿ ಇಟ್ ದ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಕೋಟ್ ಯು ಎ ಸ್ಮಾಲ್ ಮಂತ್ರ ಫ್ರಾಮ್ ತೈತ್ರಿಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಐ ಡೋಂಟ್ ನೋ ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಹರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಡ್ ತೈತ್ರಿಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ See, what a beautiful thing, thousands and thousands of years back, the rishis told. And that is, Swadhyaya Prashansa. Swadhyaya is a must for anybody. And what is the advice given to students who pass out of the colleges, what you call convocation? In earlier times, there were convocations, but not wearing gown and topi and all that. Okay? I would read just five, six things. Vedam, this is Shishyanushasanam. What Anushasanam? Shishya is given by the Guru. Pass out. Vedam anuchacharyonte vasinamanu shasti satyam vada dharmanchara ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯಾನ್ ಮಾ ಪ್ರಮದಃ ಆಚಾರ್ಯ ಪ್ರಿಯಂ ಧನಮಾಹತ್ಯ ಪ್ರಜಾತಂತು ಮಾ ವ್ಯವಚ್ಛೇತ್ಸಿ ಸತ್ಯಾನ್ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತವ್ಯಂ ಧರ್ಮಾನ್ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತವ್ಯಂ ಕುಶಲಾನ್ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತವ್ಯಂ ಭೂತೇನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತವ್ಯಂ ಸ್ವಾಧ್ಯಾಯ ಪ್ರವಚನಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತವ್ಯಂ ದೇವಪಿತೃಕಾರ್ಯಂ ದಟ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಗೋಸ್ ದೇವಪಿತೃಕಾರ್ಯಾಭ್ಯಾಂ ನ ಪ್ರಮದಿತವ್ಯಂ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಮೋರ್ ಆಫ್ philosophy and how you should live with the parents. Now hear this para what I read. How we can apply this with for homeopathic students and Veda Manu Charcharyonte Vasina Manu Shasti. Okay? After leaving this also, you must study the books. You must study the literature. You must study the homeopathic literature. Okay. Latest literature also you can read, you should read. Satyam Vada, what does it mean? Speak the truth, that's as far as the philosophy and spirituality is concerned. But here, we have passed out as homeopathic doctors. Let us be true to ourselves and practice homeopathy. Let us not deviate. If you are not able to cure a case, you will tell them, from my side, it is not possible. You go to some other system. You should be able to guide them. Dharmanchara. Here we will apply to our homeopathic side. Let us follow the basic principles of homeopathy. Single medicine, minimum dose according to symptom similarity. Which is taught, which is spoken. Hardly it is practiced. Right? Swadhyayan ma pramadha. Swadhyaya, we do less. Maybe I am also not able to do as much as I'm supposed to or I should do. Keep on reading the Materia Medica, reading the Organon, reading the medicine, reading philosophy, reading repertory, so that every time you are fresh, because mind is not computer where it remembers everything. Recollection is the biggest problem. It may stay somewhere in your mind. Unless somebody tells borax symptom, hey, borax, that symptom is there. Can you tell me one typical symptom of borax?
The fear of falling downwards.
That's everybody tells. Because I have cured a skin condition of warts and corns with borax. You go and see in the borax, warts and corns are not there. If at all, you can open the reference. Tell me on what basis. Center to circumference comes here also. Sometime if opportunity is given, I will present it, you can see that. He is from northeast. So this is some 2000, at the in 2002, 2003, at that time, I treated that fellow. We have taken videos of that. You will be surprised to see that, the way. He was telling, he said, many people told very high of you and all that. I came to you, so many months are there. Yaar, cure hoga, nahi hoga, bolo tum. And I said, tell me something, what happened? Mujhe pata hai, see, sir, the body is all, I have pains also with this. And when I press that part, I get erectation and the pain goes away. Mujhe malum hai, hawa bhara hua hai. He said, why didn't you tell this me earlier? Sir, how can I tell this? In what way that is connected to this? If I tell other doctors and all, they'll laugh at me. That was the center, PQRST. That was the sum total of all symptoms, what the boy had. Believe me, borax was given and all his warts and corns have gone. Symptom is pressing painful parts gives erectation. And this can be a complementary symptom. What are the Bhunigandhan's law, four laws?
Location, sensation, modality, concomitant.
Concomitant. This is concomitant symptom. This is not complementary, but concomitant symptom. It is no way connected to this physiologically or pathologically. But he has that symptom along with this. Location, foot you take, in between the toes you take. अरे बोरेक्स तो कहीं आएगा ही नहीं है ही नहीं उसमें बट वेन यू हिट एट द सेंटर द पेरिफेरी ऑटोमेटिकली गेट्स क्योर ही वॉज रिलीव्ड विद बोधव एंड आफ्टर दैट टाइम ही स्माइल्ड ऑल्सो दैट वीडियो आई हैव सो दिस इज स्वाध्याय यू शुड डू मीन्स द केसेस विच डोंट सक्सीड यू शुड स्टडी नॉट ओनली रीडिंग the literature, homeopathic literature, English literature, disease literature, everything, fine, latest developments. But study your cases properly. Swadhyaya. Where did I do the mistake here? Somewhere I did commit a mistake. Let me not commit the other case. You're getting my point? Okay. Acharya ye prem dhanama hatya prajatan tumbi vachetsi. Go to acharya, go to teachers, respect them. Whenever you look at them, I'm not talking exactly what is written. I'm giving you how we can learn to apply. Say, sir, namaskara, sir. Thank you, sir. Whether he taught you or he didn't teach you, even if it is for one day, go and respect. Show your respect. He deserves it or not, that is not your lookout. What are you? That's more important. You get this point? Satyanna pramaditavyam, stick to proper principles. Dharmanna pramaditavyam, be truthful. Dharma, you should follow what you are meant to do, do it. That means, COVID case, no, I will not see. I will not. Every case you are supposed to see, that is your dharma. That is your kartavya. Take all preventive measures and see. Don't, Kushalanna pramaditavyam bhutyena, these are all goes on. But basically, swadhyaya pravachana abhyam na pramaditavyam. This is an important part. Yes. So, like that, if you can go through the Vedic literature, there are so many things which are applicable in your daily life as a person. And homeopathic, basically, science is very close to Vedic literature. What principles here are, whether Hanuman studied Vedas or not, I don't know. But many similarities are there. Yes. Any more questions?
You beautifully summed up the importance of CCE, also continuous cumulative education, with the pristine Vedic literature. And this also brings us to the point where we know how to make the student understand, how to make him ask relevant questions.
Yes. That's what I was waiting for. We have a very good podcast, okay, to the past year. In Mundukopanishad it is. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva bhikachet samit pani hi sotravyam brahmanishtham. When you have a question, when you want to ask a question to any lecturer, go with all the relevant things about that question. With respect, with humility, with humbleness. This what I quoted, Kathopanishad mantra. This is for attaining spiritual knowledge, Vedas and all that, how you should go. But this can be applied anywhere. Suppose you want to ask a question. So, just don't ask questions for sake of asking. In a question, in a question, sir, nim shirt button, who says this is what you ask? It has no relevant. Ask relevant question. Get properly prepared for that question and answers. And the teacher should know if Anvesh is asking, Anvesh, if Anvesh, Dr. Anvesh is asking a question, it means he has gone through the subject very well and he knows it. And he has some doubts where he is not clear, and it's my duty to clarify. And suppose you ask a question, I am not able to clarify. I must say, Dr. Anvesh, give me some time. I will try to find out and I will answer. Humility is one which we are losing it. Once you practice, I have a wonderful example with us, whom we brought, who was about to practice, maybe leave homeopathy and do some management, something like course. That boy, we made him to practice homeopathy. Today, he has a very good reputation, very nice, but his attitude has changed. That humility and humbleness has gone. He is practicing, he is living on homeopathy. You are getting my point? But humility you should not lose. Whether you are asking a question, you are treating a patient, you are teaching. No question is a useless question according to Vedas. Vedas says every question is relevant. You may not be able to answer it. Okay? Why you are baldy? Why you are black like this? Nothing can be relevant, only you are not able to answer it. So, never, when a student asks a question, give value to that question. He might have asked you to tickle you or to maybe make fun of you, fine. But as a teacher, you must be able to overcome that. You must have two steps ahead of that boy's knowledge.
Yes.
So, very simple, very humble. Think, study the subject. This, I have learned many things in Punjab because the second batch where I was, of a second batch, was all of SFI students. Students from communist people, they have only one agenda, to trouble the system. Ask, trouble the staff, trouble the teachers, trouble this thing. And with them, because of their asking, I had to prepare double, triple, and I have to answer them. I didn't know the answer for many things. I used to go and ask my boss, who was the director and principal of the college. He said, I want answer for this. And he was shocked. You are asking me this? Yes. Why not? What I don't know, and I have to teach them tomorrow. I have to stand in front of them. I must be perfect. So, like that. Have I answered your question or it is half of?
You have, sir.
No, anything else you had in your mind, tell me.
One aspect of it. I think we need to address this issue because we just completed our intern experience podcast. One major problem that we saw there was the students expressed that their egos were hurt because their opinions were not respected.
Yes.
And as you say now, maybe the reason was they were not humble enough with their approach. Right? So, a part of this humility comes from the upbringing.
Yes, of the person. Exactly.
Right. So, as a teacher, you deal with all sorts of communities.
Yes.
How do we make sure that all of them are on the same level as you want them to?
Yes. Wonderful question, and wonderful answer is it is not possible.
Yes.
How can you bring all of them at the same level? Then it becomes a robo. Yes. In principle, we can tell them be humble. Many times, what you're talking about, this age also, people don't, if they cut my answer, inside you come, but then I think, no, I should not open my mouth. He may be right. Let me think if he's right, let me accept it. This quality, if we learn, everybody should learn this. Are you getting my point? My ego is hurt. Where is your ego? When you are right, your ego cannot be hurt. When you are wrong and you want to be accepted, your ego gets hurt. Are you getting?
Yes.
Now I'll tell you another thing, what happens when ego hurts. Kamas, this is Bhagavad Gita shloka. Kama sanjayate krodhah, krodhat bhavati sammoha, sammohat bhavati smriti vibhramah, smriti bhramchat buddhinashah, buddhinashat pranashyati. You want me to tell the meaning of this?
We watch it.
Howard podcast with people, those who listen, they get it.
Yes, sir. We would want you to explain it.
Everybody is not intelligent as you are, and you are expecting everybody should be at the level of Dr. Aditya and Dr. Anvesh. Somebody will be idiots like me also who will not understand.
You are the idiot who quoted the Bhagavad Gita.
See, quoting anybody can quote. You should tell me the meaning.
No, definitely. Please
go ahead. See, before that, there is one more shloka that I am not going to do it then. See, when your desire, when your wish is not accepted, not happens, you get krodh, you get anger. And see how beautiful the Bhagavad Gita has quoted about the physiology also. You get anger. Once you get angry, you get confused. Sammoha is confusion. And once you get confused, you lose your memory. You will not remember what I am talking, what the point I was talking, or with whom I am talking, what language should use and all that. Smriti Vibhrama. Smriti Vamshat Buddhinash. At that time, you don't know what you are speaking. You don't know. You may hit him. You may abuse him because you don't know he is your father, he is your mother, he is your teacher, he is your patient. And when buddhinasha this happens, you are destroyed. Your reputation goes off. People say, hey, lecturer, I am better, teacher, I am better. Are you getting your point?
Yes.
So
yes.
This is what important we should remember. And this is physiology. When you get anger, you get confused, you get confused, you lose your memory. When you lose memory, you do not know what you are speaking and you do all nonsense things. Okay, you got the point?
Yes.
Anything else?
We would like to talk about your brainchild, sir, because we want to. Because that is, we think, very monumental in shaping homeopathic education as it is today.
Like what?
We want to speak about Karnataka Qualified Homeopathic Doctors Association, which is your brainchild, and it has reached heights that no one could have imagined, where it is conducting international seminars, connecting us across the seas, and bringing homeopathic education to our shores.
Now, have you attended anyone?
Yes, sir, I have. I was a little delayed for one, where I regretted not being able to sing on stage, but I have attended. And I attended the recent seminar which was conducted on vaccination online.
And I thought it was a very beautiful session, because it's not just like-minded people, but also people with different thoughts sounding similar. So in that sense, what was your inspiration to start this, and what were the difficulties you faced? What are the mechanics that go into maintaining such an
answer? Why you want this answer? Why you want this? Because you want to start another association in counter to me?
We would not want to take this step. We are in no way equipped to do that.
No, sir. Dr. Patel buddha ho gaya, main shuru karunga.
No, because we want to make people recognize the importance of associations in relation to a continuous cumulative education.
You see, I'll tell you what has happened was, I think you can see in our website. Have you visited our website?
Yes.
In that it is clearly given. You see what happened? At that time there are qualified, unqualified doctors both, even now they are there. But so our students felt this thing. Yes, sir, now I do a worship with me to a doctor. Our yen illa postman even our doctor. Then I'm going to bear on Sanghavek. We ought to have something which can. I said, fine. We'll do it. So we named this Karnataka Qualified Homeopathy Doctors Association. And 5-6 boys, 10 boys joined. There were a lot of oppositions. So what happened was, we started us, there were a lot of opposition. Many people joined us. They thought, and they started dictating us. You don't take this boy, you take this boy, you don't, he doesn't go well with me and all that. My outlook was, this is an association. Anybody can come in. Anybody can be with us. But only thing is, don't harm the association.
Yes.
Don't create rift. And there was a very big rift created by another group. And they took away our secretary, they took away our treasurer. Okay. At that time, we called our small body meeting and then we talked. At that time, there was one person who is no more. He is dead now. He told, what should we do with the association? Shall we close it down? Then that man said, sir, two people is an association. If you have 5-6 people with you, if you are strong enough, continue it. I said, if you are all with me, I'll do it. For me, I don't need an association. My aim in life is entirely different. But system for this thing we do. And our concentration only on every time, every month, first Sunday, we'll have a meeting. And that's how we started on first Sunday. People then made it second Sunday, Friday, everybody, they came, went away, they came, and it's all going on. And my thing was that I should not be every time head of the association. I should make second grade, second leaders, third leaders, fourth leaders. There should be many who should take over from me. I will be there in the association. I will be guiding them, funding them. I will give money. I will get contacts. I will bring more and more members. But I will not be the president. So 2 years, 4 years from where I was president, made it pakka. Then immediately next student. Like that, like that, like that. And you have seen every 2 years there is a new president.
Yes.
Yes, 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 we are aware. Two presidents, two secretaries. And we don't differentiate whether you are from Karnataka, you're from Punjab, you are from Maharashtra and all that. A lot of girls from Maharashtra, they are members here.
Yes.
And they are working so sincerely, so nicely for... I have no complaint with anybody in the association. They may have complaint with us, but I have no complaint. Because I know how to work with people and I know how to take the work from them. I can request, I can pursue.
And this is what we find beautiful, sir. In the recent seminar itself, you brought people from different platforms with different views. And there was no
clash.
Yes, no clash there. Exactly. And some people even said, the homeopathic fraternity is not passionate enough, but still people defended it. Same person.
Yes. 1,600, 1,500 more people have registered in the last this thing. And Schwabe company said, so this is the highest number of the people we are seeing in our webinars. Thank you, South Zone. Because the fellow who organized was from this place. Schwabe company in charge of this place. The idea is swarth. Don't have that swarth. You see what you can contribute. How you can hold together. If anything comes up, I will take care of. Any unholdable comes up, I'll take care of. But till such time, you people continue. You get the point?
Yes,
I have already second line leaders, third line leaders, fourth line leaders.
Yes.
Can you believe Dr. Sripad Hegde being the president? No, it was a shock to everybody. Yen Sara said, he's a member with me. He has been with me for every of my conference, wherever I went, he joined me, or whenever we did conference, he was there with me. Lot of opposition from the college on some their political thinking. I don't have any enmity with people. People may have enmity with me. They may not like me, but I don't have any. Those who have harmed me also, those who have harmed the association also. But theek hai yaar, zamana hai, guzar gaya. Time has passed. Now we should overcome that. And when we requested Sripad Hegde, he said, sir, give me some time. 2 weeks, sir, fine. And within 1 week, he said, sir, I'll do it. And he's doing extremely well. Many people may like, may not like him, but I'm least bothered about that. Many people don't even like me, but still, hamare saath chalte hain. मंजिल से निकल पड़े थे हम अकेले लोग मिलते गए और कारवां बढ़ता गया और हमारे हौसले देखकर मंजिल खुद सामने आ गया
अदर से क्या इट इज वंडरफुल टू नो दैट डिस्पाइट ऑल दीस हार्डशिप्स यू आर एज एंथुसियास्टिक एंड योर स्माइल इज एज ब्रॉड एज इट वाज
आई डोंट नो
इन द एस्टर ईयर सो एंड इट इज इंस्पायरिंग फॉर पीपल लाइक अस हु आर स्टार्टिंग आउट now afresh in the field, and I think it will be inspiring to many more people who listen to this, not just to support the homeopathic fraternity, but as you said, for swadhyaya, to learn about themselves. So I think this in its complete entire essence has turned out to be a wonderful podcast, and you have made it pristine with Vedic quotes and the Upanishadic quotes. And we thank you very much for that, and we seek your blessing, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you.